During the COVID-19 era, there has apparently been a development whereby employees try to claim for disability cover, but the insurance rules are very strict that one can only ever claim for the same if they have become disabled as a direct consequence of having contracted COVID-19. In the meantime, it's also become clear that a number of employers are under financial stress as the requests seen for relief in terms of paying over employee retirement premiums has been seen rising. Well, to discuss these matters further, I'm joined on the line by Elna van Faik. She's the head of group disability and underwriting at Momentum Corporate. Thank you so much for joining us, Elna. So in what instances have you been seeing disability claims during the current COVID-19 crisis?
Good evening, Dr. Mulelo. Good evening to all the listeners.
Sure.
I think, the Labour Court has been busy lately with numerous cases being battled out as many employers try to enforce a no-work, no-pay principle during lockdown in an effort to alleviate some of the cost pressures.
Mm.
We don't have a lot of stats available because we're living with this new reality. But some of the stats that we've seen in the SA report for the period 1 to 31st May is that 80.2% of companies reported that up to 20% of their employees have been retrenched.
Hmm.
So while many employees in the high-risk category, so those would be people over the age of 60 or with pre-existing conditions such as diabetes and hypertension, can continue working, there are many industries and professions like the mining industry and hospitals and nurses where this is unfortunately not an option. So in such cases, we see that the employers are enforcing a no-work, no-pay principle. And in cases like this, some employees unfortunately mistakenly assume that they then have a valid disability claim.
Mm. So for clarity, under what circumstances can employees claim disability cover?
Insurance in principle pays valid claims for insured events that have happened already and not for anticipated events.
Mm.
So being a higher risk for COVID would not equate a valid claim. And the definition that we have in the group business speaks to your ability to do your own or any other reasonable occupation. So this definition would also be applied to people with or that contract the COVID-19 diagnosis. But based on our recent cases to date, the short duration of these illnesses will mean that most affected people will be able to return to work within the waiting periods of disability.
Hmm.
So if any of these then go on longer than what the waiting period is, or there's any secondary complications due to COVID, those would definitely be valid.
Okay.
Disability claims.
Now, that's good to know because we are hearing stories that long after people have been told that they're negative, they're still experiencing some trauma after that. So that's good to know. So you've also noted that employers have been looking for payment holidays in relation to employee retirement contributions. Has that been quite widespread? And what sort of solutions have you been able to provide during this time?
Well, like I've mentioned, it's very clear that a lot of companies in South Africa are experiencing financial distress.
Mm.
And we've seen that there's about 25% of the employers on our book that's asked for retirement fund contribution relief. This peaked at about 25% and is luckily trending down now that the economy is opening up again.
So we've seen that there has been quite a bit of controversy around the insurance sector, especially when it comes to, issues around business interruption claims and so on, which is, going to be clarified in the courts. But just give us an overview of the kinds of cover that Momentum is providing as they pertain to the COVID-19 pandemic right now.
Yes, I think there's a lot of lessons we will still learn in this very unknown times of COVID-19. But Momentum Corporate Group Insurance policies do not have any exclusions for viral infections or illnesses. This means that any valid death or funeral-related claims, even if it's due to COVID-19, will definitely be paid.
Right. And what else? Anything else that you can expand on?
In terms of what we offer?
Yes. Right across the board.
I think, it will be good to speak to your HR and your employer or your benefit counsellors or your group financial advisors to understand what benefits are available to you in this tricky time. I think we've seen that there's been quite an increase in mental health-related claims. And you know, to make sure that your employer has the necessary support for that sort of situation is absolutely critical.
Absolutely. That's very good to know. So what you're saying is that if people become depressed and they need to, you know, to engage the services of a psychiatrist or whatever during this difficult time, they would also be covered in that event?
Yes. Most definitely. There's also a lot of free services available, the South African Anxiety and Depression Group. You know, even something as simple as Googling, you know, some tips and guidelines and consulting with your general practitioner and just ask for the necessary help.
Yeah, these are tricky times. Elna, thank you so much for your time and giving us some insights into what Momentum is up to. That's Elna van Faik. She's the head of group disability and underwriting at Momentum Corporate.